Thank you all.
All right, just 1 second here. All right, so the next item up on our agenda is item 12. It's project PR 2021-005716, application number SD 2022-00077. It's a preliminary final plat to create three new tracks from one existing tract and an administrative decision request for an existing sidewalk width. All right, is the applicant's team out there?
Yes, this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, address PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174.
Thank you, sir. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we are looking to subdivide an existing MRGCD tract into three new tracts. And before we did so, we went through the zone hearing examiner variance process in order to get approved for the contextual lot sizes, which are below what the allowed minimum would have been. So we were approved for the variance, and we are looking to subdivide the lots now to match that variance. And the ultimate goal of these lots is to be developed for single family homes. And so with that, we will address questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right. Now members of the public may indicate that they wish to speak. If you wish to speak, please indicate that now. Ms. Gomez, Mr. Webb, anybody out there?
No, sir.
I do not see anyone.
Thank you for that confirmation. Let's go through each DERB member now for comments. Water Authority.
Hello, Chris Fennin with the Water Authority. There are no objections. We provided some information-only comments that are there for your benefit. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to code enforcement.
Thank you, Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. This property is zoned R1 Hay and is located within the Borealis Character Protection Overlay Zone, CPO1, and must meet all dimensional standards of CPO1, which is in IDO section 34B, and or IDO section 51C, table 511. Where conflicting, the more restrictive dimensional standard will apply. Property is also located in an area of consistency, as noted, and must meet contextual lot size standards as per IDO section 51C2. Comments from a sketch plat on July 14, 2021 are, and I quote, contextual standards apply, area of consistency, smallest lot allowable, 0.1137 acre, largest lot allowable, 0.1895 acre. Proposed lots A, B, and C will require a variance to lot size. The current submittal indicates variance requirement was noted and a contextual lot size a contextual lot size variance was approved for the lot acreages of the three lots under case VA 2021-00442. With a decision date of February 2nd, 2022. All prior comments have been noted and or addressed. Code enforcement has no further comment and no objection, but would like a copy of the zoning hearing examiner notice of decision on that variance included with this submittal for the record. That's all the comments that I have.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer. This is Jay Rodenbeck, DRB Chair. Mr. Mulhall, do you have those ZHE variances on hand to screen share? We need to just get them on the record. We really need to get that before we can make a decision on this.
Okay, yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian Surveys. Unfortunately, I'm on a laptop instead of my work computer, so I'm unable to provide those at this moment. I can maybe do it after we go through the rest of the comments and look through the emails for those, but I don't have it readily available.
Okay, if you would, yeah. I mean, I don't think we can, we need to have proof that those were approved. And we can't do that before we can move on a decision with this plat. And it sounds like there's probably not going to be any other comments that are of consequence, some minor things that need to be addressed. But yeah, if you can get those and email, you can just email, I say you can screen share them, you can just email them to me too. So. That's fine. We need to be able to bring them up on the screen, show that they're they're approved and we got the notice of decision and all that fun stuff.
So. Yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesians. So I should be able to get them to you before you're finished with the item that got moved to the end of the schedule here. So I'll send those along and then we can, I guess, have us become the end item on the agenda to go over those, if that works
for you. Okay, so after we go through DRB comments, then we'll just vote to move this after item 12. Or item, sorry, not item 12, item 8, once we bring that up, so. All right, let's go to Parks and Recreation comments.
Parks has no objection to this case.
All right, thank you very much. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the platting action, though we did note that what's shown on the plat as private access, based on the Bernalillo County parcels maps, that appears to be right of way. So it's possibly an old alleyway.
Yeah, this is Ryan Mahal with Cartesian Surveys. So yeah, that has been a sore area for trying to address what's going on. Best evidence that we had for it being a private access and kind of a private alleyway is the north adjoiner there for Realty Sales Company's first edition. The plat C1-134 lists that alleyway as a private alleyway belonging to O.F. Sandoval and F.J. Arule. And so we kind of base the private ownership of that area off of that plat. And while it is mentioned as a public alleyway in a number of deed documents, we didn't see any plat evidence where it's mentioned as a formal public alleyway besides being a private alleyway in this deed doc or the plat document I just mentioned. So I realize that it's a gap in the GIS record for Bernalillo County, which would generally look like a public right-of-way of some sort or an alleyway. But that was kind of our justification for calling it a private area. It's also called out in our subject deed in our real estate contract as a the 6-foot easement there is called out as part of the area that our lot has rights to. So it's kind of messy, as you'd expect of these MRGCD tracts, and hopefully that kind of helps explain, but yeah, there's not exactly conclusive evidence that it's a public alley from what we've found, if that makes sense.
Ernest Termahill, Hydrology. Okay, I mean, it doesn't necessarily affect hydrology. It was just something that we noticed during review. And so any future development will require a grading drainage plan prior to building permit. Any of our thresholds are met.
Thank you, sir.
Great. Thank you very much. Transportation.
Gene Wolfenbarger with Transportation. My comments were the same as what Hydrology had mentioned because the parcels seem to indicate a public alley. We would like to see the document there provided along with this to verify that it actually is a private access easement. Either way, whether it's a private access easement or an alleyway, it's not sufficient to handle two-way traffic. If it serves as a secondary access to these businesses, the minimum width should be 20 feet. And then also provide curve at the northeast corner of the property to account for site distance and two-way traffic at 7th, if it's a private, whether it's a private easement or a public alleyway. Thank you.
So this is where, go ahead.
I didn't say anything, go ahead.
Okay, sorry, maybe I was getting an echo or something, but so this is around Cartesian. So yeah, we'd be happy to provide that that plat document that shows kind of the private alleyway version that we're seeing. But yeah, I don't believe it uses any type of access. It just looks like it's undeveloped. There's no curb cut. There's no anything. And so it was our hope that we wouldn't need to do the right-of-way dedication or sort of anything like that. I know you say to provide a curve. Is that we were hoping not to carve into our already small contextual lot sizes for the
city. So you're not planning on using that at all then?
This run with Cartesian, no. I believe we'll have driveways. We'll just have direct access to 7th. And so I know we have rights to the bottom.
And what about, you said there's no other existing accesses along there?
There's no evidence that's being used as access. It's kind of just overgrown with grasses and it's just kind of unused dirt, you know? There's no curb cut. There's no evidence that we had that it was being used to access the western lot.
Okay. So I think we just need some, like I said, we just need some confirmation, I think, on the easement itself.
Okay. Yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian. We'll send you a real estate contract document, which kind of outlines that there's kind of some rights involved, as well as the plat that I mentioned, and we'll discuss from there. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. So this is Jay Rodenbeck, DRB chair. So Mr. Mulhall, we need the application number added to the plat. We need the DXF file approval email from AGIS. Those are both delegatable items. And we'll need the approved DHE variances to be submitted. Sounds like we're going to need some time for hydrology and transportation comments to be addressed. What sounds like a good time for you to defer this to?
This is Ryan with Cartesian. I think the 9th is fine.
It'd be the 8th.
Was it the 8th? I'm sorry.
No problem.
I think the 8th makes sense. We can provide whatever documents exist and we can try to negotiate with that, but it's just kind of a poorly handled area that a private access or public right of way or alleyway that you're talking about. So we'll try to resolve that with what exists.
All right. Is there a motion to defer item 12, project PR 2021-005716, application number SD 2022-00077 to the June 8th meeting of the DRB. That motion.
Ernest Armejo, Hydrology, so moved.
Thank you.
Gene Wolfenberger, Transportation, I second.
Thank you, please vote.
Chris Kennedy, Water Authority, I approve.
F. Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Christina Sandoval, Parks and Recreation, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And this is Jay Rodenbeck, the DRB chair, I approve. And there is a consensus vote to defer item 12, project PR 2021-005716, application number 2022-00077 to the June 8th meeting of the DRB. Thank you very much.